your seat, take your seat. Whatever. Whatever. Whatsoever. Shall prosper. If you work in the bank, you should be the best banker there is, because God says you shall prosper. If you're in the profession of hairstyling, everybody should look at your styles and say, oh my God, who did your hair? Because whatsoever you shall do shall prosper. If you wash cars for a living and they see the car that you wash, there should be a compliment. Because whatsoever you shall do shall prosper. If you deliver mail for a living, they should be glad you're on their route. Because whatsoever you do shall prosper. If you are a nurse, they should holler your name. This is the nurse I want. Because God said, whatsoever you do shall prosper. Your business shall prosper. Your life should prosper. Your lifestyle should prosper. Your children should prosper. Whatsoever you do, you should prosper. Your church should prosper. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God is good. I believe that. I've seen it happen in my life. And I don't, it doesn't matter. Whatever I'm doing, God prospers it. I don't care if I'm typesetting a piece of paper. When I finish, they're going to think it came from, what, Kinko's, are they still around? Kinko's, Office Depot's, or some of them people. Yeah, whatever you do. If I decorate the church, ooh, who decorated that church? It prospers. Everything you put your hands to shall prosper. God is not a man that he should lie. If I mow lawns for a living, Brother Norfolk, gee whiz, it shall prosper. Who do your yard? Who trim them hedge? Yeah. It shall prosper. Because I'm like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Hallelujah. That ain't the word, but I figured I'd encourage you. Amen. Y'all got it? All right, then. Turn again to Luke chapter 1. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 1. A chapter full of impossibilities. Full of impossibilities. So much so when God got to verse 37, he said, with me nothing shall be impossible. Full of impossibilities. Two lives, two people, two babies. Amen. Nothing shall be impossible. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, restore our soul. Revive us again. For without you, we are nothing. Ah, you formed us from dust of the earth, and you spoke into man. And he became a living being. Yes. How can dust live? No. Look at me. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Hallelujah. All right, let's get it going, okay? I pray after these words that you hear that you're set on fire. Yes. And that you're in a different place where you believe God all the more. Okay. Especially for your impossible situation. Yes. Whatever they're saying to you. And I learned in this election year that people can say a lot of stuff. Yes. And we'll believe what they say. And we'll hold fast to it like it's true. And then when God says something to us, oh, Lord, have mercy. Is that really you, Lord? There we go. Verse 1. For as much as many have taken into hand to set forth in order a declaration of those things which most surely believe among us, even as they delivered them unto us, making sure I'm in the King James, which from the beginning were eyewitnesses. These people witnessed this, mm-hmm. and the ministers of the word. It seemed good for me also, having had perfect understanding of all things from the very first, to write unto thee in order, most excellent Theophilus, that thou mayest know the certainty of these things wherein thou hast been instructed. There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judah, a priest which was named Zacharias, of the course of Abi, and his wife, the daughter of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. Okay, so Luke decided that, hey, there was a lot of witnesses of this account, of these things that happened. But I gathered all the witnesses together to record their account of things. But then I said, I need to write something myself. So now he's at the place where he's talking about Elizabeth and Zachariah. And they listen to verse 6. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and the ordinance of the Lord, blameless. Now to me, in my natural understanding, if this is my reputation, if this is my character, I should be able to have a baby. But they said they had no child. No child. Listen. They were righteous. They walked before God. They both worked in the church. Mm-hmm. Seemed like a reward should have came from all that good service. Yeah. But the scriptures say they had no child. And it wasn't from a lack of trying. You know what I'm saying? Come on. You know how they come. Come on. Yeah. It said Elizabeth was barren. That messed me up. It really did. You know why? Because I think if anybody should have some babies, it should be the church people. Amen. But she couldn't. She'd been working in church all her life. Her husband been working in church all his life. His family worked in church. That was just the order of the Levite. We do church work. We take care of everything about God's business. And if anybody should be blessed, the church people should be blessed. Not so. She was barren. Listen, she old now and want that baby. And at sometimes you ain't looking for no baby no more. If it ain't happened by now, they can keep it. Jesus. Look. Verse 7 say they was old, well stricken in ill, in age. They were old, very old. You know, I'm going to even say past 55 because Janet out there doing something. Yeah. It's God who makes sure that the situation is impossible so I can get the recognition. To me, this is an impossible situation. Yeah. I'm churching, preaching, ran back real hard. I'm doing all the things God want me to do. And I ain't getting no blessing. My prayer would be in the sanctuary every day, Lord, what's wrong with me? Give me a baby. I want a legacy. Lord, remove the shame from my name. They've been talking about me for a long time. The doctors say one thing, and the people of the church say another. Go outside, stand in the sun, face the moon. You're going to have a, and you can have a baby. You know, the wives tells that they tell when you want a baby. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Do it on Monday at 3 o'clock. I'm the only one that heard the story. Yes, goodness. Y'all brothers may not have heard it, but them mamas be telling them daughters some stuff. Yes, they do. What did what Jacob's first wife, the second wife said? Give me them mandrakes, baby. I need them. I want to be with them tonight. Mm-hmm. Impossible. Verse 8. And it came to pass while he executed the priest's office before God in the order of his course. Now it was their responsibility. Every so often, everybody who was of the priestly order had to do their duty or be on assignment to do their priestly duty. Verse 9 says, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn the incense. And when he was went into the temple of the Lord, the whole multitude of the people were praying without at the time of incense. Isn't that beautiful? Lord, let me come to church sometime. It said the whole multitude was outside while the priest was inside burning the incense. They were outside. They weren't just outside. They were outside praying. And you know how the temple is set up. Once you got the outer courts where the people go. And so the priest had to go in and get things right to set it up for the presence of God. Now, it so happened that the man of God is in there doing his duty. And look, we done prayed for 5 minutes. Why he ain't come out of there yet? You know what I'm saying? What's going on the inside there? We're out here praying. They begin to wonder, what happened to Zechariah? Uh-huh. This is what happened to Zechariah. He ended up burning the incense. He look around at somebody in the church. Lord, that would have scared the bejesus out of me. Come on now. When you think you're alone and you're not. Right. And ain't nobody don't supposed to be in here but me.
That's right.
Yeah. So he was starting a little bit. But I noticed this every time when the angel gets involved on the scene, he always tell you to steal your heart.
Yeah.
He always bring comfort. Yeah. He makes sure, even if you have a heart attack or pass out, he'll lift you back up. I've seen this in the Bible.
Yeah.
So don't be scared when you entertain angels and you don't know who that is. The angel came to him. And he said, hey, Zechariah, let's get down. Verse 13, fear not, Zechariah, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. Listen, he was praying for a long time. I don't know, maybe he figured, well, Father Abraham had one. I could have one too. But he was still praying. He was still praying. 14, and thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. Now, me and my carnal mind, pray for me. You know, I always tell y'all to pray for me because I need it.
Amen.
So I thinking about this boy, and I said, if Zechariah knew what John would go through, I'd keep him in the house. You won't never go outside. Not John. You couldn't keep him inside. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Verse 15. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord. And he shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. And he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost before Pentecost, even from his mother's womb.
Amen.
And many of the children of Israel shall return. Shall he turn to the Lord their God, and he shall go before him in the spirit and in the power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the father to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. I let him go outside now, you know, because he's going to do great things for the Lord. Zechariah praying. The angel tells him, Lord heard you. Can you imagine? I'm just guessing they're around about the age of 80. 80 years praying. And here it is on the 80th year that God say, I heard your prayer. Jesus. You gonna wait for him? See, because what happens with us as a people, if it takes too long, God ain't real. God don't hear me. We stop praying. We get discouraged. We try to find our own way to fix the thing that we say we're praying about and we're believing God for. Yeah. This is what Zechariah said to the angel. How should I know this? I'm old and my wife is old. But you're praying. I don't get that. You're praying. Lord, heal my body. It's racked with pain. So the angel come and he say, you're going to be healed. And then you say, how am I going to be healed? That's like us. That's like us. How am I going to be healed? I've been hurting for a long time. My back, my head. Sometimes I think it's my toe. But you're praying. But you're praying. But you're not believing. My God, my God. There's a difference between young people and older people. The Bible says he calls the young because they're crazy or courageous. And the old because they know the way. Yes. And it has its pros and its cons. My mama used to say this, and sometimes still do. I can see a little further down that road than you can. See, she knows. She done seen it. Yes. If she's 79, she's seen it 79 times. Yes. And she don't believe that on the 80th time that it could change. Because she's seen it 79 times. And I imagine this is how Zechariah is. 80 years waiting. How shall I know this thing going to be true? I've been waiting. I've been praying. But have you been believing? That's what God wants you to think about and ponder. And the angel answering, verse 19, said unto him, I am Gabriel, Jesus, and I stand in the presence of God. And I'm sent to speak unto him and to show you these glad tidings. Really? You stand in the presence of God? You mean you stand there by God day in and day out? And Lord impart into you the prayers of his people? And here I am, not in the temple to scare you, but to give you glad tidings. And Zechariah said, how can I know these things be true? 20. He said, okay, behold, thou shalt be dumb and not be able to speak until the days that these things shall be performed because you didn't believe. Just because Zechariah didn't believe didn't make the word of God any less true. Mm-hmm. If God said it, he will bring it to pass. If you're praying, keep on praying. Amen. But now I'm asking you, like the preacher said, mix it with some faith. Because all your coming in and out is in vain if you don't believe what you're praying for. And your miracle can be sitting right there in front of you, but you haven't mixed it with anything to believe. All you're doing is just uttering words. Time out for uttering words. A lot can be said. But whose report will you believe? Are you going to believe the report of the Lord? Okay, now here's another one. Let's go down a little bit more. And we'll see the young girl. Again, I tell you, they're crazy. Them young people, for lack of a better word, or they're courageous. I like them. I like young people. Because, you know, they just do stuff. And sometimes it be just as wrong. But they out there with all their heart. And you're trying to tell them, boy, this is how you put the alternator in the car. No, my daddy, I done seen how to do this. And I went over to the YouTube and the whatever. And on YouTube, they showing a Cadillac and you got a Pinto. That's young baby. But they out there getting it done. And you're going to turn the key in the car, it still won't start. But they out there, they went to what's that? Auto Parts, AutoZone. Now went to YouTube University. It's on now, Daddy. No, you stay in the house. I got it. Lord have mercy. And they believe they can do anything. Man, I can do that thing. Shoo, I bet you $5. Yeah. Lord, help us. So now, the angel comes to Mary. Okay, verse 27. Let's do 26 first. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto the city of Galilee, unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth. It says, Lord, Siri want to show up. Sit down. I must have said something to wake her up. And it says, verse 27, the virgin was espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. Okay, so this is the way this worked in that time. Women weren't allowed, young people, to go and pick their boyfriend. If Johnny was cute, child, I like Johnny. He cute. I'm going to marry Johnny. It didn't work like that.
No, it did.
The mama and the daddy decided who you were going to marry.
That's right.
And when believe me, if mommy picked Joseph for Mary, they're going to have to give some money, or he's going to have to give some money so he can marry Mary. So listen, I've been young and I heard that my boyfriend was gonna marry me. I was happy, you know what I'm saying? And you get to planning the wedding and all these good details and how it's gonna be and you know this dress and this hair and whatever. And now you got $50, so it's that dress and you know, that thing. And you get excited, yeah. So here it is, the young girl. And listen. Let me explain virgin in case we lost virgin in the century. Virgin means she didn't know no boyfriend. She didn't know no man. Yeah. She didn't even peek through the window to see nobody. That happened to me by accident. Yeah. So she was a virgin.
Yeah.
And the angel came to her. 28, and the angel came unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. You're favored.
Yes.
That's all. The Lord likes you.
Mm-hmm.
He favors you.
Amen.
Now, I'm thinking, did she have to do something for the Lord to like her? The Lord just saw that she know how to behave herself when it came to the men fella. She knew how to keep herself chaste. She ain't have, like they do on Facebook, have that side pose with the... I'm like, everybody got a side pose with the badonka donka? Come on now. Yeah. You might need to bring back the jailhouse pose. I saw my little niece on there one day, and I'm like, would you put that away? But she knew how to, I believe she knew how to take very well care of herself. And not only that, when you were young, back in that day, you had what they call a schoolmaster.
Right.
And so you didn't run here and there and everywhere without nobody giving account of yourself.
Right.
You were never left alone. I know our young people have cell phones and you can dial them up. And I know also that if you dial them up, sometimes they'll send the call to busy or act like they ain't heard or the call dropped or something like that. Yeah.
Right.
Nah, that don't work in this day. But I believe she was a very chaste virgin. Verse 29, and when she saw him, she was troubled at the saying. Troubled because first, hey, I don't know. Why this angel is here, she said. What manner of salutation is this? Why am I blessed? Why am I well favored? And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Isn't that comforting?
Amen.
You have found favor with God. Isn't that all right? You got favor? If you ain't got favor, believe you got favor. Jesus, He favors us. He favors us. You are his anointed. He chose you. You have found favor. And behold, you shall conceive in the womb and bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. And he shall be great, and he shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, listen, now she had a little conversation just like Zacharias had a little conversation. But we're going to see the difference here. Then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I ain't never been out there? They don't call me no thought. Okay? How can this be? You know, she may not know the fullness of how things work, but I'm sure mama told her something. The man that is a spouse to me, we ain't even yoked up. Well, I mean, I haven't even went to his house to meet his mama yet. How this gonna happen? A chapter of impossibilities. Really, when you think about it, I seen this young girl, and I thought she was, gay. And then when I seen her again, she was pregnant. And I had to ask, how? How? And then it's, and here's the girl now. And she's about 15, they say she's about 15. And 15 in that day is a lot more mature than 15 in this day. And most of her circle of gossip was a circle of talk, or would be probably her parents and all the older, the elders that are around her. Our young people, we get it from their friends and from Snapchat and Facebook. I love your young people, but I know you don't get it all. See, sometimes you go to mom and daddy, ask them questions. It's so embarrassing asking them questions, especially when it comes to stuff about babies. You know, and you young people, you're in a good era because, some back in the day, you don't talk about stuff like that. You can be married 10 times, but you don't talk about it. And then if you saw a woman pregnant, we couldn't even say the word pregnant. Yeah, this is a different time. But anyway, the girl, your young lady asked, hey, how can this thing happen? I don't know none of that stuff there. I know I'm a spouse, but I ain't been nowhere. I ain't touched nobody. I ain't so much as seen nobody. So he goes on to explain. He says, and the angel answered, verse 35, and the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come unto thee, upon thee, the Holy Ghost that came even before the day of Pentecost, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee, and therefore also that thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And he says, behold, your cousin Elizabeth, she has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. 37, for with God nothing shall be impossible. Amen. And Mary said, listen, these are some beautiful words right here. Verse 38, and Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. To me, Mary's situation is more impossible than Zachariah and Elizabeth. Right. Yeah. They married. Yeah. They know what to do. Right. But Zachariah, it was hard for him to understand, how could this thing be? My wife, who can't have no baby, hasn't had a baby. How's she gonna have a baby now? And then you have Mary. Ain't never been with no man. Mm-hmm. But she say, if you said it, I'll do it. Mm-hmm. And so here it is, you and your situation. Get your impossible situation fixed in front of your eyes right now. Whatever you're looking at right now, and you're saying, you're praying to God, But you're also saying to God, how could this be? Where is your impossible situation? How could this thing be? I have a few impossibilities. I have a brother, 1 year older than me. He's been in jail for over 20 years. The judge say, you will never get out. It's impossible. But you know what God said? He said, I'm going to bring him out. He's going to be older. He even told me, you may not even recognize him, but I'm going to bring him out. And I've been waiting. His son is 30 years old now. But I believe God. Amen. It sounds impossible. Once the judge writes something, it sounds impossible. I've been toiling with that man for 30 years, and it seemed like he's never gonna change. I've been praying and praying. Have you been believing? Have you been believing? For with God, yes, all things are possible. You see me with these children. God sees me. I pray, I throw my hands up. Is there anything left to do? It seems impossible. God. With God, all things are possible. All things are possible. I've been waiting for this very thing for a long time. And I see people get theirs left and right. I even seen sinner that seem undeserving of the thing get theirs. And I'm still waiting. With God, all things are possible. Now you can be like Zechariah and pray some more. And when your day of visitation comes, you question what you've been praying for. Yes. Or you could be like Mary. Lord God, I heard you. Be it done unto me. I want my miracle. I want my miracle. Yes. I believe you, God. Yes. Stand to your feet.